It's the Frontline Theater. Today, starring Kay Francis, Frank Martin, and Joan Loring in a new play, A Lady Grows Up. And as our extra special musical guests of honor, Percy Faith and his Salon Orchestra. This is Ken Nile to welcome you once again to the Frontline Theater, brought to you by Armed Forces Radio. This is your theater, and every performance in it is presented especially for you, the men fighting with the United Nations on freedom's front lines. We have a swell play for you tonight. So now the house lights dim and the curtain rises on Act One of A Lady Grows Up, starring Kay Francis as Jessica Blair, Frank Martin as Stephen, and Joan Loring as Wendy. Our story opens on the deck of a luxury liner bound from Honolulu to San Francisco. It's the last night out, and the time is before Pearl Harbor. The fact that there has been talk of war is a source of great annoyance to Jessica Blair, for it has hindered her plans for a trip to the Orient. And war or no war, Jessica doesn't like to have her plans ruined. However, the lady's ruffled feelings have been pleasantly soothed by the presence of another passenger. He is Stephen Wallace, government geologist, and Jessica's constant companion during the voyage.
So pleasant here on the deck.
Yes, isn't it?
You know, Stephen, that was the first captain's dinner I've ever attended in 22 ocean crossings.
You were afraid it was going to be dull.
It was fun. And I'm glad now that you talked me into it.
You should get to mingle with us commoners more often, Miss Blair.
Why, Mr. Wallace, you talk as if I were a snob. I'd have you know that some of my best friends are head waiters.
Now, there's more fun later in the ballroom. Mask dance and horns and confetti.
No,
and
Stephen. My foot's down on that one. I loathe organized entertainment. Anyway, the sea and that songwriter's moon are far more exciting. Oh, yes. And you.
Well, thanks for letting me in on it.
I'll always be grateful to you, Stephen, for these few days.
The days have meant much to me.
I'm glad. You're sure that it's your young sister meeting you when we dock tomorrow?
Of course. Why?
Oh, I don't know. I thought maybe those radiograms you've been getting might be from a wife or something.
I've been too busy for wives.
Funny. I've been the same way about husbands.
No wonder. From what you've told me, you've spent most of your life commuting between Paris, London, and the Stork Club.
You do a bit of getting about yourself.
Oh, but that's part of my work.
A geologist. You know, I always thought a geologist was an old man who went around chasing things with a net.
Now, we chase curious and precious rocks.
I see. A kind of scientific wolf.
You know, you have a refreshing way of tossing off little things like wars and science.
And that's why we're good for each other.
Jessica.
Yes, Stephen.
Something's happened to me these 5 days.
How do you know?
Discovery's my profession. Jessica, I'm in love with you.
Careful.
Please don't tell me to be careful.
Oh, I didn't mean for you to be, Stephen. I meant myself.
Of what?
Of telling you that I... Well, here I am in love. And after 22 safe ocean crossings. Hello, Liz. This is Jessica. Oh, I'm blooming, pet. Simply blooming. Now, Liz, prepare yourself for a huge slice of news. And please don't pass out. I'm married. Well, stop screaming and I'll tell you all about it. A man I met on the ship. Oh, you wouldn't know him, Liz. He's not exactly Sam's point. His name is Stephen Wallace and he's a geologist. No, I'm not kidding. Oh, it happened quite suddenly. Of course, it was an impulsive, darling. I'm always doing things like that. Oh, but he's a perfect dear. Very charming, even when he's talking about manganese. Manganese, dear. Why, it's some kind of a metal, you dope. Yes, we've taken a little place in Westchester, and the three of us are going to live happily ever after. Why, oh, I forgot to tell you. Stephen has the most delightful young sister, and that's all the family there is. So I won't even have a mother-in-law, thank heaven. Of course I like the simple life. I'll like it if it kills me. Oh, Steve, I didn't know you were up. Sorry.
Just reading. Come on in, Wendy.
It's so comfy here. Looks like a suburban real estate ad. Blazing logs in the fireplace, the master in his smoking jacket.
And the lady of the house not home yet.
Oh, dear, did Jessica go into town again?
Yeah, she said she'd be home for dinner.
You poor thing, why didn't you tell me? I'd have ditched my date.
Now, that wouldn't have been very brotherly of me.
I do wish Jessica'd stay home more often. She covers more ground than a nightclub columnist.
Do you like her, Wendy?
Oh, I adore her. She's grand fun. And the way she can charm traffic cops out of tickets.
I'm glad you two get on so well together.
Oh, we're palsy-walsy.
Palsy-walsy. Now, where in the world did you pick that up?
Jessica. She adores language.
How am I referred to? A character or a drip?
Oh, we call you our sweetie pie.
Oh, don't, please. Dreadful.
I'll stop. Steve, you love her dearly, don't you?
Very dearly.
Are you afraid?
Of what?
The marriage working out.
See here. Kids' sisters aren't supposed to be that inquisitive.
But we're no ordinary brother and sister. You've raised me, Steve. Besides, I'm grown up now.
16.
I'll bet I know more right now than Grandmother did at 60.
If I thought so, I'd put you in reform school.
What a way to talk about dear old Grandma. Oh, hello, you darlings.
Oh, sorry,
hi, Stephen.
Jessica.
But I tried so hard to break away from Liz's party. It just went on and on. It was such fun. People were there from Nassau. They told me that Nassau's so gay you'd hardly know there's a war on. We should go down there, Stephen, just for a few weeks.
Yes, it sounds jolly.
Oh, I'm simply exhausted. The trip up here from the city seems like hours, and I drove like Dick Tracy. Oh, how are you, Wendy, darling? Have a nice day?
Yes, thank you, Jessica.
You know, one of these days, darling, I shall have to take you into town and go on a shopping jag. You're entirely too tweedy.
Oh, grand.
It's getting late, Wendy, dear.
I'm going. Good night, Jessica. Night, Steve.
Good night, honey. Now, Stephen, I'm serious about Nassau. We could leave...
Jessica, I'm not trying to sound husbandly, but do you suppose you could manage to be home more often? We're hardly ever together anymore.
Well, you can't blame me if you're always dashing off to Washington.
That's my work. We're experimenting day and night with new metals. We might be in this war, you know.
I don't see why we should. After all, Europe's fight is none of our business. Look what happened the last time.
This isn't like the last time. There are millions of people who...
Anyway, Stephen, I can't be bothered.
Oh.
Well, I know it's terrible, darling, but I'm not the least bit social conscious.
You might be. Someday.
Possibly. But at the moment, I'm only interested in about 12 hours sleep. Good night, darling.
Good night, Jessica.
Hello, Liz. How are you, pet? Oh, I'm bored to little pieces. It's so cold and desolate up here. I detest winter. My psychoanalyst says that when I was a child, I must have been frightened by a snowman. Who's in town, Liz? Not Phil Dexter. Oh, that big, attractive charm peddler. When did he get in? Oh, but of course I'll come. I'll start this very instantly. Oh, Phil, you know you're crazier than ever.
Yes, but you're not. In fact, you seem a little subdued.
Now, don't tell me that, Phil, or I shall fly right over to my psychoanalyst.
Of all the women to get married.
Don't bring it up. The evening's been too delicious.
You should let a fellow know before you do such things. At least give me a chance to make a bid.
Oh, look out. My husband is madly jealous.
You mean he'll be waiting for me with a smoking revolver when I take you home?
No, but he has a few rocks he might toss at you.
Well, at least I'm getting you home at a decent hour.
Yes, it's only 4 a.m. Well, the light's on in the living room. And there's Stephen walking about.
Well, look, maybe I'd
Nonsense.
Better...
Come on in. I want you to meet him. Oh, Stephen! Stephen!
Yeah?
I have Phil Dexter with me. You've heard me talk about him. This is my husband.
Oh, how do you do?
How are you, Dexter?
And what brings you up and fully dressed at this unholy hour?
I'm taking the early plane for Washington.
But it's Sunday, Stephen.
Things are happening. The Jap situation is...
Stephen, I do wish you'd stop talking war. Oh,
I wouldn't get too unnecessarily worked up if I were you, old boy.
But you're not me.
Why, we could clean up on those little monkeys in 3 weeks.
Oh, but certainly. How can they shoot anything with those thick eyeglasses?
You both talk like fools.
Stephen.
Well, I think I'll be going.
Phil, darling, I've had a simply enchanting evening. Call me soon, won't you?
Yes, I will. Goodbye.
Stephen Wallace, that was the shabbiest piece of behavior I've ever seen.
You barge in at 5 in the morning, escorted by a dolt in a stuffed shirt, and you talk about behavior.
And what would you have me do? Sit around this house every night and help you worry about the state of the nation?
Jessica, we agreed in the beginning to try to act civilized if this marriage hit the rocks. Well, we're smack up on a reef and floundering badly.
And naturally, it's all my fault.
Not entirely, but I do blame you for one thing. Your flouncing about has put me in a position of being noble. And if there's anything I hate, it's a strong, silent sufferer.
Well, as long as the chips are down, Stephen, I may as well confess that I think it's pretty hopeless with us. I can't help being what I am. And what it amounts to is that I love you, but I don't like you.
Good. Now you're being honest for the first time since we married.
Don't encourage me.
Go ahead, spill it.
All right. This marriage is something neither one of us can do a thing about. You're much too profound. And all I'm interested in is getting some joy out of life.
That's what I want too, Jessica.
But how can you? You're an idealist.
No, it's not that. It's just that I... Oh, well.
I think we'll both be better off away from each other for a while. Don't you, Stephen?
Yes.
What about Wendy?
I don't know. I suppose I'll send her back to that school.
Oh, you needn't. She's a swell kid, and I've grown very fond of her.
I'll always be grateful to you for that.
Well, then let's not tell her. We'd break her up. She can stay on here.
Thank you, Jessica.
And thank you, Stephen, for not making a scene or throwing things at me like in a Noel Coward play. Oh, I'm so exhausted. You know, my psychoanalyst told me to avoid emotional disturbances.
With my cab. Goodbye, Jessica.
Goodbye, Stephen. Well, nobody's been hurt much, and it was fun for a while. Oh, I am so exhausted. Yes, who is it?
Sorry to bother you, Jessica, but...
Please, darling, later. 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon and people go around banging on doors. I shall go mad! Hello!
Washington calling. Here you are, sir.
Jessica?
Stephen, how could you disturb me like this? You knew I'd be sleeping.
Jessica, the Japs bombed Pearl Harbor early this morning.
Stephen?
Yes, it's the war that couldn't possibly happen. I expect to be on the move from now on, Jessica. Will you please send my things on to Washington?
Yes, of course I will. Stephen, do you really mean that they've actually started a war?
Turn on your radio if you're not too sleepy. Goodbye, Jessica.
Goodbye, Stephen. War. Pearl Harbor. That beautiful blue water.
And the first wave of Jap planes came over to attack the city early this morning. Here's a bulletin just off the wires. According to early reports, several of our warships have been sunk and many planes destroyed. No estimate of the damage can be made at this time, except that it is very, very heavy.
Oh, no. No, no.
And that was Act One of A Lady Grows Up, starring Kay Francis, Frank Martin, and Joan Loring. They'll be back again in a few minutes with the second act of our play, but now it's time for intermission and a real musical treat. Percy Faith and his Salon Orchestra are taking their places on our stage and are ready to bring you a great concert arrangement of a familiar waltz. The title, Beautiful Lady.
Thank you.
Thank you, Percy Faith. We enjoyed every minute of that number. Please come back and play for us again soon. And now back to our Frontline Theater play. The house lights dim and the curtain rises on the second act of A Lady Grows Up, starring Kay Francis as Jessica Blair, Frank Martin as Stephen, and Joan Loring as Wendy. More than a year has passed, and Jessica has not seen Stephen. She and Wendy do get a picture postcard from him occasionally, from some rugged mountain town in the West. But Jessica, well, she's still talking on the telephone to her.
Where's my pet? I haven't heard from you in ages. Real war work. Well, that's nice. I shall have to get around to it myself one of these days, if I can find an attractive uniform. Stephen? Oh, he's sitting happy, I guess. Liz, you haven't told anyone that we've separated, have you? Thanks, Pat. You see, Wendy doesn't know it yet, and she thinks Stephen's work is keeping him away.
Hello, Jessica.
Oh, let's cut it short now, Liz. Please call me more often. I feel like a wayside flower these days. Bye. Wendy, darling, I have the most exciting idea. You know the old family house on Long Island? Well, I'm going to open it up for the summer, and we'll both move out there. Get away from war talk and just lounge about pleasantly and let our arteries harden.
Oh, what a dilly of a notion. Grand.
Just came to me. Like that.
I do wish Stephen were home to be with us.
Yes, that would be nice.
Jessica, has anything happened between you two?
Now, what makes you ask a thing like that?
Oh, I'm just getting curiouser and curiouser.
Well, don't. It once got a cat in an awful jam. And you're only a kitten. Leave the cat stuff to me.
Will you take me for another cocktail when we go to the city again?
Of course, if you're a good girl and study all your lessons. But today I'm going to Long Island and have a look at that family mausoleum. Want to come along?
Love to, but I have a date with my beau, Chuck.
Chuck? That's a new one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And what a hoofer.
Is he a nice boy?
Possible, when you consider the terrific competition we women have nowadays. Oh. See you later, dear.
I'm taking all messages for Wendy. Please state your business, lady.
Who are you and where did you get the liquor?
Chuck's my handle, and I got the liquor from my French governess. She runs a still on the side.
You act as though you were raised in one.
Oh, I dig you now. The famous Jessica Blair. Say, how'd you like to do a little cradle robbing tonight, Jessie?
You little quarter whip.
Hello, Jess, darling. I'm throwing the most super-duper party. Hope you don't mind the use of the hall.
Wendy, please be good enough to get your friends out of here at once.
Yes, Jessica. Hey, kids.
Hey, does that order include me, Jesse?
That order begins with you, Donald Duck.
Okay, but you should talk after the touches you cut up in your day.
Get out of here before I call your father or the police, which would be a better idea.
Okay, lady, I'll go quietly.
Long distance.
I want to put in a person-to-person call, please. Yes, Mr. Stephen Wallace, Washington, D.C. You'll find him at the Geologist Club. Stephen, I hated to take you away from your work, but felt this was important enough. I tell you, I feel like a dog about Wendy.
Nothing to get too alarmed about. All a part of this screwy setup we're in. I'll talk to her when she gets in.
Well, anyway, it brought you home at least.
Yes, at least.
Working hard as usual?
And with results. We've discovered sources enabling us to develop a light metal. It will save enough weight in a four-engine bomber to increase the bomb load by 360 pounds. Do you realize what this means in a flight of 1,000 planes?
I'm glad your work is turning out. Stephen?
Yeah?
I wanted to tell you that I... Stephen, the night we sat on the deck of that ship seems like an awfully long time ago, doesn't it?
Like ages.
She was a fine ship. Wonder what's happened to her.
Probably transporting troops.
Will the time ever come again when couples will sit on her deck and fall in love?
Sure they will, 1,000 of them. And the same old prop Moon will be up there making an assist.
You've become very gay about things all of a sudden.
Why not? You know the trouble with you, Jessica Blair? You take life too seriously.
Didn't Stephen look wonderful?
Extremely well.
It was all I could do to keep from laughing when he was bawling me out. He was so severe.
Well, I had to tell him, darling. You see, I promised him that I'd kind of watch over you.
Must have been nice, you two getting together again after all these months.
Oh, yes, it was quite pleasant.
Did you... There I go, getting curiouser again.
Well, shall we continue our gin rummy battle tonight?
Sorry, Jess. I've got a date.
If you don't mind my asking, darling. With whom?
Oh, just a girlfriend. To the movies.
Now, please, Wendy. Be a sweetener. Well, try to get home early.
I will. Jeepers, it's late. I must run. Goodbye now.
Oh, dear. Youth is much too good for young people.
Good night, Chuck, and thanks.
That's okay, Wendy. You were really on the beam tonight.
Wendy.
Oh, Jess, you scared me half to death. Isn't it awfully late for you to be up?
You were out with that awful boy again. Wendy, you lied to me.
Well, what about it?
I'm shocked at you. So unfair to Stephen.
I don't care about you or Stephen or anybody. You've all had your fun, and the way the world is, I'm not passing up any chances to have mine. And that, dear Jessica, is that. Good night.
Stephen, I hate breaking in on you like this, but I had to take the first plane to Washington.
You were so nervous over the phone, I couldn't half make out what
Stephen,
you...
Wendy disappeared.
What?
Well, we moved to Long Island, and this morning she'd gone. She left me a note.
A note?
Oh, something about being 18 and determined to go out on her own. Said her love to you and said she'd keep in touch with us. Well, I didn't know what to do, Stephen, to call on the police or...
Oh, no point in that. I'm not too worried. It'll be good for her not to be sheltered for once.
Well, I certainly messed up taking care of her, didn't I? Just as I messed up everything with us.
Now, don't start feeling sorry for yourself, Jessica. On you, it looks terrible.
Wendy was smart. She saw herself becoming me and went away.
I don't get too panicky about kids these days.
Well, I'm glad you're not too upset. I was afraid...
I blame you? Sure I do. I'm not noble anymore.
Oh, I've been self-centered and selfish and... I'm just a little bit of a clown.
Hey, now, you don't have to make a confessional out of it. I'm not your psychoanalyst.
I want you to be my husband again.
What's the use? We'd only knock ourselves out.
Maybe not this time.
Look, I started to tell you once before, but ended up by saying, oh, well. Now, what I was trying to say was that a lot of us have treated ourselves to a big order of shiny new values. We can't make music with your kind who just sit around waiting for a convenient miracle.
But love...
Love is the most important item on the menu. The number one dish. The specialty of the house.
I think I know what you mean now, Stephen. Yes? I think I know what you mean.
Say there, young fella. This can't be 1016 Chisholm Drive.
Yes, it is, mister.
Well, you sure?
Sure I am, mister.
Well, who owns this house?
A lady named Jessica. Here she comes now.
Oh, thank you, young fella.
You're welcome, mister. Hey, Tommy, it's my turn to back.
Hello, Jessica.
Well, Stephen, what are you...
I received a wire from Wendy telling me to be here at this time.
Wendy?
Said it was important. Where is she?
I haven't seen her. Come on, let's go up on the porch. Yeah. Hey, you kids there, keep off that wall. You'll tumble down and get hurt.
Say, what's all this? Where do all these kids come from?
They're mine.
Well, you might let me know.
Oh. I'll ease your mind quickly. They built a war plant in town, and the workers were up against it for someone to take care of their children. So I simply turned the house into a nursery. We call for them in the morning, they play here all day, and we deliver the little brats at night.
But you always said you couldn't stand children, especially little boys.
You understand a lot of things.
You pay for the nurses and the food and station wagon.
I should say not. I make Liz and my friends kick in.
Jessica, that's wonderful.
Not at all. It was completely selfish on my part. And it's given me a grand new interest in life. And helped me fire my psychoanalyst.
done something else. It's made me want to kiss you.
And then it was surely worth it.
Darling.
Hello, you two.
Wendy.
Well, are you both just going to stand there gaping? Break it up.
But how did you... Say, what about that wire?
I'm all prepared for the question, so here's the story. It was that first wild party I threw, Jessica, that gave me the idea. You see, neither of you were fooling me for a minute. I knew you'd separated, and when you both got together to decide my fate, I decided that the more delinquent I became, the more you'd keep seeing each other.
Why, you little...
So-and-so.
But disappearing.
More sympathy stuff. I've been working in Macy's department store. Crowded places are always the best hideouts.
And that awful Chuck?
Oh, Chuck was in on the plot, too. But he's in the army now and all cooled off.
See, Jessica, I told you not to get panicky about kids.
Say, speaking of kids, what are all these?
They're ours.
But I was only gone a few months.
They're ours, Wendy, dear. Until something better comes along.
So the final curtain falls on A Lady Grows Up, starring Kay Francis, Frank Martin, and Joan Loring. But there are more plays coming, hit plays from Broadway and Hollywood, with your favorite stars in the leading roles. So keep on listening, will you? This Frontline Theater play was produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.